This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Okay, this is going to be a little bit rated PG, maybe not PG-13, maybe a little bit rated R. We have a very important topic to talk about. Thanks for joining us. So anal cancer and rectal cancer is on the rise. And this headline has been, you know, hitting us probably every few weeks, where experts are trying to warn us that anal cancer rates and death by anal cancer is exponentially rising. I guess we've had 69,000 new cases, 12,000 deaths, the highest incidence in young black men, according to CNN, and white women. And we're seeing it in a lot of older people, including older women, older men. And unfortunately, with rectal cancer or anal cancer, a lot of us think it's just a hemorrhoid or a fissure or, you know, maybe we pooped out a nut. And so we don't realize that if we have some bleeding or we have some pain, that it could be something that unfortunately could be cancer. Now, the doctors, and in this particular article, they're just cancer is on the rise. They think, well, maybe it's because a lot of people that might fall into the risk factor group are living longer. You know, they're doing better with medications, and so the older you get, the easier it is to succumb to other sorts of cancer. So we're seeing a lot of older people in their 60s have rectal cancer or anal cancer. So, you know, cancer rates being on the rise, we have an aging population. We're saving people from the heart attack. We're saving people from dying from HIV. And so, you know, cancer then, you know, can then veer its ugly head. You know, in my family, we hardly had any cancer rates because all the men died young. And then once some of our men started to make it to their 60s, we started to see cancer. And no man in my family lives past 62. It's really scary stuff in my family because that's because they're all stubborn. So another, shall we say, theory that CNN brings up is that there are a lot of new sexual behaviors. And many people are, I guess, having anal sex that used to not, okay? They said since the 1950s, more people have been dabbling in that. And when people say, well, the anal cancer statistics are mostly men, no, actually women. Women are on the rise, having more and more anal cancer. And the number one cause, I should say, 90% of the cases of anal cancer are being caused by the HPV virus. And this HPV virus is vicious. HPV virus causes cervical cancer, it causes throat cancer, it causes anal cancer, rectal cancer, genital warts, and a lot of us are vaccinated because when the vaccine came out, you were only able to get it until you were 26 years old. Now they're starting to ease up and say, well, if you're older, you know, maybe in your 40s, you could talk to your doctor about it, but a lot of us haven't had that vaccine. So we have, you know, according to CNN, some, you know, new sexual activity and behaviors. Some of it not so new. I mean, I don't know in caveman days. I don't know. I mean, I think in caveman days, because I always kind of think back to, you know, because that's kind of how I think God made us. Okay? You know, when we were in caveman days. I think that, you know, if there was an orifice, it was used. So I don't know if particularly that's something that, you know, was never done, you know, pre-1950s, okay? I mean, I'm sure that, you know, multiple different positions were done. In fact, there was a study done by UK and US doctors looking at the type of sexual positions that people prefer. Women did not like anal. Apparently, women did not really rate that one high. For both genders, doggy style, I think, rated number one. Then came Missionary. Then came Cowgirl. Yeehaw! And then came Reverse Cowgirl. And there was one other that, oh, yeah, 69. In fact, they say for men, the one of the most popular ones that men wanted to try was an upright 69, which to me means one of us has to be doing a headstand, okay? The moral to this is you might not have both partners on board with, you know, the degree of desire or, you know, also, I think, adeptness. I used to be able to do a handstand. Can't do that now. Sorry. I've tried to do a handstand regular, like, you know, with my kids clothes, right? And the blood rushes to your head, and then my head hurts, and I feel like the problem is I know too much about my anatomy. It's like, no, that's done. No, done. So, you know, is anal sex that dangerous? Well, if you have HPV, yes. If you don't, no. I mean, you know, when you look at the orifices and, you know, the means by which people can pleasure themselves, the rectal tissue is one of the most delicate. It tears a lot. And so tearing happens, micro tearing happens a lot more than vaginal or buccal mucosa. Okay, if I could try to medicalize this a little bit, just in case there's some kids listening on the way to school, which they shouldn't be, Mom, change the channel. But so you also don't have the lubrication. You don't have the immediate lubrication to allow easy passage. And without that, you could then have tears. And so with that, you could have introduction of infection. And so, but it doesn't always necessarily have to be that there was penetrating sex in that area. It could be that you were doggy style or just having missionary or whatever, and the virus traveled. Now, I don't know much about the HPV. We're talking about the HPV, the human papillomavirus. I don't know much about its travel capabilities, okay? I've never seen one walk. But my guess is, since there's not a huge distance, it could travel. So having HPV, no matter what type of sex, can be dangerous, and it can put you at risk for anal cancer. Have they interviewed people with anal cancer and asked them about how many times they had anal sex? I don't believe that study's been done. I think it's an easy study. The thing is, there's a lot of stigma attached, and a lot of people don't want to, you know, admit that, even though it's something that's done very commonly. So my suggestion is, doesn't matter what you do and how you do it. Make sure it's consensual. You know, well, let's try this. Make sure the other person is kind of, you know, amenable to that. And talk to your doctor about HPV vaccination. Can you imagine getting throat cancer or rectal cancer or something just because you know, were having fun years ago? 1-877-DR-OLLY. Whew, got through that one easy. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So as we're coming into holiday season, and this should definitely give the economy a boost, we're hearing a report that a large percentage of Americans feel insecure in their own financial lives. Now, this comes from Financial Health Network. And apparently, U.S. Financial Health Pulse 2019 Trends Report asked Americans about four aspects of financial health: saving, spending, borrowing, and planning. And compared responses from the same individuals to what they reported in 2018. Now, I'd really like to see what their responses would be compared to like 1960 and 1970. It's a much different world now, much different world. So 29% of people feel they are financially strong, or that they are spending, saving, borrowing, and planning in a way that will ensure long-term success. Yeah, see, I don't feel like I'm in that group. It's because I have no idea what the future is going to be, so I would not say 54% said they are financially coping, struggling with some aspects of their financial lives. 17% consider themselves financially vulnerable or struggling with all or nearly all parts of their financial lives. Okay, so I would probably add a different category where you feel temporarily secure. Okay, I feel temporarily secure. Now, maybe it's because I don't want to jinx myself, but I think I've seen enough in this last decade and the previous decade to be scared manureless that somebody could come into office and completely wreck the economy. I didn't think a president had that much power. I just didn't. And I know recessions happen, and I know there's a lot of things that could do it, you know, but I didn't realize how real bad decision-making can make things worse. I mean, when has it ever been a bad idea to invest in real estate and to own rather than rent? Apparently, we learned, especially us millennials, learned that the hard way. So, the Generation Xers. I'm a Generation Xer. So when millennials are like, why are you buying a house? Why are you buying a car? I mean, it's just going to depreciate or it's just going to go down. You might as well rent. You might as well Uber. They may be the smartest generation yet. But then again, they're not going to be planning for the future. Are they building equity? You see, for us, you know, we still believe that houses are going to go up. There's going to be some equity. But what if you bought commercial real estate? I'm no real estate analyst, but based on what I'm seeing when it comes to, you know, automation and Amazon, you know, giants and internet shopping, I don't know if I would invest in any commercial real estate. I mean, I have, but that's not something I think I'm going to really actively pursue. So the report finds that people are saving less than they were a year ago. 12% of respondents saying they do not have 1 week of living expenses stashed away. You don't have 1 week of living expenses? Income is also becoming more unpredictable, especially for people 26 to 49. Almost 20% of people earning between $30,000 and $100,000 per year reported spending more than they earned in the 12 months prior to taking the survey. Now, they said more Americans reported paying their bills on time in 2019 than 2018, and more people are confident that they will pay off their debt in 5 years. Still, they say the financial precariousness is decades in the making. This is according to Jennifer Teschler, founder and CEO of the Financial Health Network, tell CNBC Make It, that housing, medical, and education costs have increased dramatically, and wages have not kept up. So that's one thing I noticed. You go out to a restaurant. And I went and met one of my students for happy hour. And we kicked back. Bill with tip was about $50. That's happy hour. Happy hour is supposed to be what? $5, you know, sliders or a $5 margarita. No. $50 is a lot of money for happy hour. We're not talking about a really great meal. You know, and that, and it, you know, so what do I notice? I notice a lot of restaurants empty. I am noticing more and more restaurants empty. Now, as a doctor, I want you to cook at home. I want you to, you know, eat more fresh food. I want you to, you know, be more creative when it comes to your nutrition. And eating out isn't the most creative because there's a lot of salt and preservatives and, you know. But I'm noticing that, you know, a lot less people are like, I don't know if I'm going to hit that restaurant. And these were restaurants that were really, really busy before the recession. Well, yeah, the recession ended, but I don't really see it pick back up. I think a lot of people are like, I can't be dropping $50 on happy hour or $100 on dinner. And that's what's starting to happen. Now, why did restaurants go up? Well, a lot of reasons. One is they have all these new rules with their menu and calories and all sorts of stuff. Two, they have to pay their, you know, they have to pay higher wages. You know, this idea that, like, you know, when I waited tables, I made about $2 an hour, and then I lived on my tips, that's gone. So you need to make sure that all your servers now get basic minimum wage. I think a lot of states have now legislated for that, which, as a waitress and food server in the past, I agree with that. But if you were a restaurant, you're hiking your prices up. I mean, you are really hiking your prices up. So, yeah, that's it. Okay, too expensive to eat, too expensive to shop. So I get nervous because if everybody's talking about another recession, and, you know, it will happen, it always happens. Just, I mean, every decade we have some sort of recession. It just happens. Okay? I'm worried about what are people saving for medical? What, you know, I tell you all that you can't rely on your health insurance to decide what's going to happen to you medically. You can't. If you think you have cancer, you can't stay home and go, well, my insurance won't cover it. Who gives a crap? Go and get it checked out. Your body doesn't care about what Aetna, United, First Health, Medicare, Medicaid think. They don't care. If you have an abnormal mole or a, you know, I don't know, rectal bleeding or abdominal bloating, you have got to get it checked out. And I worry that we have this behavior of, well, if insurance doesn't cover it, I don't need to get it done. I don't give a damn who in suits decided what is going to be covered on your insurance. Okay? Nature will win. And you have to quit using your insurance as a barometer or a ruler as to what you need to do for your health. That's not your playbook. Your insurance company is not your playbook. You and your doctor make your playbook. A family history of cancer makes a playbook. Your eating habits, sexual habits, smoking habits, those make your playbook on what you need to do for health. And so when you look at, you know, studies like this where the majority of Americans don't think they're financially healthy, they're not really saving up, does anybody have a little account saved up for just for medical? In the olden days, you would. People would try to save and put $20 away, $40 away, have like maybe a little bit of silo in case they have to pay the doctor. But now, I don't think there is anybody that has like, unless their work or their financial planner told them to do it, the average person does not think to put aside money for medical. And I'm telling you as a doctor, watching our system go socialize, you better. I mean, you're planning for a Hawaii trip? Where's your little medical savings account? Why aren't you asking your bank to subtract $20 a week to put towards that? Because if you do need an MRI and the insurance company's like, no, we're not going to pay for it, then you could ask the, you know, the radiology place what their cash price is. I've heard some radiology places will do an MRI for under $400. Now, $400 is a lot, but MRIs don't have to be $2,000. There are cash prices out there. There are means to pay these things. Your health has to come first. So when you have people that aren't saving, that aren't planning, what were the four aspects? Saving, spending, borrowing, and planning. I don't think a lot of us are planning. I mean, I'm trying to plan, but I have no idea what this world's going to be like. I mean, for me, I'm a doctor, and telemedicine exploded, so I'm doing telemedicine. I love that. But I don't know how long that's going to last. I mean, is telemedicine going to be here to stay? Or is telemedicine going to change if, you know, somebody goes, oh, you know, they missed something on me? So I, you know, nothing lasts. It's kind of depressing. But then on the other end, it starts to give you an idea of, okay, well, now I know how to plan. You got to plan for the unexpected. You got to diversify. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Intelligence Committee is continuing to hear from witnesses regarding the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. This time it's from EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland.
President Trump, when I asked him the open-ended question, as I testified previously, what do you want from Ukraine? His answer was, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. That's all I got from President Trump.
President Trump is on his way to Austin, Texas, to tour an Apple facility that makes computers. The president says he's talking to Tim Cook about building another factory here in the United States.
And I've been asking Tim Cook from the day I got elected from the campaign. I've been asking Tim Cook, too, if they would. We want to see Apple built here. That way you have no tariffs. There's no tariffs.
The president speaking there on Air Force One, hence the poor audio quality, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the AMA is, they're tough cookies. They are tough cookies. And they have called for a ban on all vape, e-cigarette products amid deaths and illnesses. So the American Medical Association is saying we are done with all vaping products. That have not been approved by the FDA as an aid to quit smoking. So that's kind of how they are able to word it, okay? We have been very reluctant to say vaping's bad, okay? We've been very careful because we don't want people getting ticked. And so on my show, I'm very outspoken, so I'm like, okay, I don't like it. I'm not very happy about it, but I've had to be very careful, if you've noticed, because we need people to get off smoking. So for those of you that quit smoking because you vaped, I can't. can't sit here and trash talk it, because if it got you to quit smoking and saved your life, then vaping was a good thing. But we have a problem. We have a quote-unquote vaping epidemic. And this quote-unquote vaping epidemic now puts us at risk of having kids who never smoked or were going to smoke addicted to nicotine. So the American Medical Association called for a ban on all vaping products that have not been approved by the FDA as an aid to quit smoking. So if it is FDA approved, we doctors are going to not trash talk it. On Tuesday, the group voted to adopt a set of policies aimed at boosting efforts to prevent another generation from becoming dependent on nicotine. Too late. Among those policies is call for urgent action to ban e-cig and vaping products at federal and state levels, excluding those approved to help smokers quit using tobacco. Under the proposed ban, such smoking cessation products would be made available by prescription only. However, the FDA has not approved any such products as smoking cessation products. So it looks like what the AMA wants to do is set up a system where you could get a vaping product by prescription. This way, kids don't get it. This way, you're using it to quit smoking, and we're not having people do it for funsies. Now, some medical experts think that is the right way to go. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But others are like, well, wait a second, is that a little bit too restrictive? If somebody wants to drink alcohol, are they going to do the same to alcohol? Mind you, I am not a fan of e-cigs, and I am not a fan of kids vaping. But I have to, as a constitutionalist, just kind of take a step back and go, no, wait a second, where else is this going to go? How far is that reach going to go? All right, alcohol, you know, somebody could argue, well, we're doing this with vaping because, you know, there's really not a lot of health benefits to nicotine. There's been some in the literature, but we're not going to go into that. So somebody could say, well, what about alcohol? Kids aren't supposed to get alcohol. Alcohol has no health benefits, so why don't we just make alcohol available by prescription? No. People aren't going to like that. So, from a medical standpoint, it sounds like a brilliant move. Let's just make e-cigs prescription only. But boy, does that trample on people's rights. And so, what do we do as society? Do we protect our kids? Do we protect a generation? Or do we, you know, not mess with people's rights? I mean, if somebody wants to drink alcohol, if somebody wants to smoke marijuana, I mean, that's legal. Yet you're going to make e-cigs not legal except by prescription. I mean, are they going to then do that with marijuana? I mean, the whole reason why some medical marijuana states turned legalized marijuana is many people didn't want a prescription to get the marijuana. Well, now we have kids that smoke marijuana very rampantly in school. I mean, we always have, but even worse. So, are we going to then do the same? Well, you can only get marijuana if it's medical. So we need to be really, really careful with what we do with e-cigs. Personally, I'm like, hell yeah, sounds good to me. You know, this way kids don't get it. It sounds like a real easy fix. I think we will fix the vaping problem very easily. But then what's next? If kids can't vape, where are they going to go to? They're going to go to pot. Which is worse, pot or vaping? We don't know. There's no study looking at what's worse for the kid. People are saying pot's bad. You know, it messes with their motivation. It messes with the brain. It messes with their memory. There's stroke risk. There's a lot of things coming out with pot where it could be bad. But if kids aren't getting their e-cigs, are they going to go to pot? What do we need to do as a society where high school students and middle school students just go to school and just do? Just, I mean, you know, not get into trouble. I told you guys, how to get kids not getting into trouble is not having them in school for 8 hours. They have to have a job. They have to do their learning, and then they need to go to work. Or build a house, or fix a car. You have to have these kids busy doing things that will make them productive in this world. But if they're bored and they finish their homework and they have absolutely no other duties, they're gonna have sex, they're gonna smoke, they're gonna, you know, do drugs. These kids have to have a purpose. So according to the AMA, they said the recent lung illness outbreak has alarmed physicians and the broader health community and shined a light on the fact that we have very little evidence about the short and long-term health consequences of e-cigs and vaping products. It's simple. We must keep nicotine products out of the hands of young people, they say, and that's why we're calling for an immediate ban on all e-cig and vaping products from the market. With the number of young people using e-cigs spiking, it is not only critical that there is research into nicotine addiction treatments for this population, but it is imperative that we continue efforts to prevent youth from ever using nicotine. Now, are we also going to do the same when it comes to marijuana? Are we going to do the same when it comes to alcohol? Are we going to do the same when it comes to unprotected sex? I don't know. Now, not everyone is in favor of an all-out ban of such products, suggesting that it could drive consumers back towards tobacco products. I mean, again, if you got kids addicted to vaping, what are you doing to get them off nicotine? Jonathan Folds, a tobacco addiction specialist at Penn State, said, I would 100% be with the AMA if they were seeking a ban on all tobacco products that are smoked, including e-cigs. But right now, nicotine electronic cigarettes are competing with and replacing the most harmful legal product in the country. So as you know, New York State followed California's lead, filing a lawsuit against Juul, alleging that the company used deceptive and misleading marketing to targeting teens, failed to inform them of the harmful health effects associated with its products. Now, the state has raised the requirement to purchase it to 21. I guess about 19 states have done so. And we're right now, as of Fox News, and I think this number is still an underestimation, there's been 42 deaths tied to vaping-related illness or EVALI. And health officials think we have about 2,100, almost 2,200 confirmed cases nationwide. They think vitamin E acetate, which is found in THC-containing vape products, is the culprit. So the health agency said the chemical compound, which is also used as a nutritional supplement and is derived from vitamin E, was found in the lung fluid from 29 patients tested in a government lab. All right. Is vaping bad? Probably. Can we say it with 100% certainty? No, we can't. Which then opens people up to some major lawsuits. But we want our kids to stop smoking, drinking, and having sex. You tell me. If you don't like my idea of making school shorter and making them, you know, 1 week they have to help build a house, or 1 month they have to help build a house, another month they have to rotate. And you see, in medicine, medical school, that's what we do. In medical school, we have to 1 month be in internal medicine, 1 month be in OB, 1 month to be in surgery. We're always busy. We don't have time to do drugs in medical school. You do that with students. 1 month they have to learn CPR and medical. Another month they have to learn how to, you know, fix things in a house. Another, what to do with a car. How to raise a baby. Let's teach them regular life stuff. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so to everybody's, but I think a lot of people are excited about Ryan Reynolds returning as Deadpool 3, or in Deadpool 3. And they say it will actually be R-rated. Usually the Marvel movies are not R-rated. In fact, I think the first Deadpool was PG-13. And there was a birthday party and my kid went. I think my kid was in middle school. No, I think he was still in grade school. And the mom, kind of very, very, you know, religious and kind of conservative, you know, took the kids to see Deadpool because she thought it was the latest Marvel movie. And in the first, like, 5-10 seconds, she realized that it was probably should have been rated R. So my guess, the parents probably complained. Deadpool hit the screens in 2016, became an instant hit. Very unique humor. They basically make fun of, you know, the producer and the director and use foul language. So it was only 3 years ago, so that means my kid was in middle school. But Disney recently acquired Fox, leading to speculation over whether Deadpool will join the Marvel Cinematic Universe or not. They are going to, but Wade Wilson is kind of foul-mouthed. And so he first appeared in the New Mutants Marvel comics in the 90s. In fact, in movies, he first appeared in Wolverine. I don't know if you remember. You should have remembered where. Yeah, well, okay, good. So that's where we first saw him, and they used Ryan Reynolds for that. And so people like him because he's not the typical hero. He's very smart-alecky and very sassy. So I guess the movie chronicles the origin story of former Special Forces operative turned wisecracking mercenary Wade Wilson. And I think Ryan Reynolds just brought that character to life and just did so well. So I think most of the characters that are still coming back, he is, though, probably not going to, shall we say, soften it up a bit, even though Disney, I believe, has now taken over. But it is going to be a definite hit. I'm not sure what the release date is going to be. Joker, many of you guys were huge fans of the Joker movie. I liked it. I thought it was well done. I don't know if I could watch it again. But there is a Joker sequel in the works. Apparently, this film made $1 billion, one of the first rated R movies to ever do that. Director Todd Phillips will make about $100 million because he didn't take a salary. He didn't take a salary. And he's going to make $100 million. Is that, like, not a lot? To me, that's a lot. He did not take an upfront salary, but opted for a portion of the film's adjusted gross. Okay, yeah, that's okay, that was risky, but yeah. And the Joker movie was one of the more dark movies that we've seen with DC Comics. DC usually is darker than Marvel, but it kind of showed the creation of a psychopath and how the Joker came to be. Joaquin Phoenix played the role, and he did wonderfully. I don't know if he's going to be up for an Oscar or not, but I guess they are going to make a Joker 2. And I think that might be a little bit better received because it was hard to watch. This was a very, very difficult movie to watch. It just is. It was a good movie, but difficult. So Joker was a hit from the start, making $96.2 million during its opening weekend. My kids loved it. They thought it was fantastic. They thought it was a fantastic movie. I just need more fun, I guess. Yeah. All right. Also in entertainment news, Jussie Smollett is back in the news. Now, if you remember, this was just a complete cluster, and I'm not exactly sure what the hell happened. But Jussie Smollett, who I've been a fan of with Empire, a fantastic actor and singer, was involved in one of the weirdest anti-Trump propagandas I've seen, where back in January he claimed he was attacked by two, quote, light-skinned assailants, unquote, in the street who called him racist, homophobic slurs, and wore MAGA hats. And again, I when I heard that, I'm like, something just doesn't sound right. But then, I guess, there were claims that he staged the attack with two men that he knew, paying them to do it. And they claimed this was in an attempt to boost his profile and salary. Then the mayor and the police chief dropped the charges against him, which was another head-scratcher. If he staged an attack, allegedly, or it was proven that that's what happened, and it cost the city money, it cost time, it made the police look stupid, then does somebody pay? Mayor and police chief dropped the charges. So then the city sued for reimbursement of the money spent investigating the case. But Smollett has always maintained he was innocent throughout this whole thing.
So he's now suing. He's suing the city of Chicago. He's also suing the brothers he is accused of paying to attack him. And he's also suing the Chicago Police Department for malicious prosecution. The actor's attorneys filed their lawsuit on Tuesday as a counterclaim to the city's ongoing efforts to get him to pay back for the investigation into the attack. In it, he admits being friends with Nigerian descent brothers Abel and Ola Asandario, or Asandero, and even spending time with them in the days before the incident. But it says it was because he planned to take a nutrition program in, at Abel's direction, I guess. So the counterclaim in response to the city demanding that he repay $130,000 in overtime is charged against the brothers, the city, Chicago PD Superintendent Eddie Johnson, Detective Edward Wodnicki, and 10 other unnamed people. So it's a 50-page lawsuit. And he repeatedly denies orchestrating the attack or paying them for it, and says the city charged him without probable cause, maliciously, and in bad faith. And he takes aim at the police department for leaks about the investigation, which he claimed were all false. So I don't think anybody knows what the heck is going on. But his attorneys say that the Chicago Police Department began to anonymously disseminate false and misleading information about the investigation. And they said that the police detectives took unorthodox steps to get the brothers to confess to carrying out the attack, and that they only did so after being held by police for 47 hours. So did they lie? So, according to the Osandaro brothers' story, they said they were involved in the attack and that the attack was a hoax orchestrated by Mr. Smollett. Lawsuit says that was false. So, we don't know what the heck is going on. All we know is that this is a very weird, weird case. I mean, when we first heard about it, we didn't know if this was something that was supposed to be anti, you know, Trump. And during a time when, you know, people wanted Trump out of office, which kind of seems to be all the time these days. This came about going, you see, he's led to attacks. And Jussie Smollett was one of the most well-beloved actors, you know, at the time on TV. But then Prosecutor Kim Fox's office dropped the charges, despite police department saying he faked the attack. So what's going on? I don't know. But we want to know, and we aren't getting any details, if this was something where, you know, these attacks, and you notice we really haven't heard any more attacks by people wearing MAGA hats, Make America Great Again hats, all right? I didn't know that that was in a person's wardrobe, you know, when somebody wanted to attack somebody, you know, I to purposely put a, you know, yeah, MAGA hat on. But, you know, I do also understand that if you are going to get hurt and, you know, you're sore about it and you're, you know, mad and, you know, you see a red hat, I could see why somebody could, you know, fill in the blanks. But, you know, come on. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.